Okay, that's
1,000 watts.
Okay. So I have a very good impression now of your very quiet moving stream that is not on a steep grade of land and not a great volume of water. What made you feel that you could harness this enough to power your home?
Well, one can look at the potential energy that exists as you trap the stream in an enclosed.
That was Sarah Singleton's brother, wasn't it?
Yes, right.
Older brother?
Older brother. Good fella.
Cherokee Shuffle?
Let's go to D and place it.
I'm already in D.
Okay, let's play in D.
play in D, Kate.
Yeah, I'm Jim
Crow.
Yeah. Who's going to jump while I play?
Thank you.
about a fella come to my house so, oh, a month or so ago, and he was blind. And I played a tune or two, and he said, would you mind if I'd get a hold of you? And I said, no. And he come up, and he got a hold of my shoulder, and he got a hold of my arm. He said, the reason I want to do this, he said, I like the way you play, your bow. And he said, I want to get that if I can. So he had two or three tunes I played, and he held my arm while I played it. So if somebody's got a bow arm you like, or the way you want it, why? Now, my dad said, now he said like this, anybody can play a note nearly. But he said, to put the meaning in a tune, you've got to do it with a bow. Well, so that's what this guy thought. That he wanted to learn the move of the bow. So if you want to learn from somebody else, I was playing down in Charleston and played one day, and then Jerry Mills got up to play the next day. Some guy standing there, and he said, does this fella live close to you? And I said, well, not too far away. Well, he said, he's got your lick. Jerry was really a cutter. He was going after it. I don't know why he didn't win first place. He wasn't good enough looking, maybe. That's the reason I didn't. This one, this is a Calhoun swing, and I want you to listen and see if you think a Newton would put the part in and it's got good enough. See that? I come up here, huh? Well, I just was here late. I got here late. I'm trying to make up time.
What would you think of playing on the stage for
us? Get that. I'm tied fast to you. Not coming.
I don't know.
I'm tied fast to Kate. Well, get that little fiddle out of there. Now, I think it's about two for stage. If it ain't, I'll change this one. It don't play old sled just like I'd like for it to. It's a young fiddle, you. See? I was going to bring my dad's fiddle with me, and he'd play his old sled. You gotta make an effort to play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We do.
They play some.
Yeah. Speech a lot. I just put them on there. Bow business. Now this is Christmas morning. I want to see it. You see if you could figure out some way to make the notes say.
Thank you.
Mighty Mountain. Let's play that. Now this is pepped up a little. Me to play the devil string the other night. But I said, what did he dream about, you know? He said, no, I don't. Well, I said he dreamt that he'd get all the bad people to stay bad and get the good ones to get bad if he could. Is that about right? You gotta watch him. You gotta watch that old power. He was coming over here to see you. Told me he was coming over for a week.
Frank Farrell. Nice man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me he was coming to the fiddle seminar. Week 5.
Here, let me get a change.
Thank you. Thank you.
put some jizz music in there at the end of it?
Motion. Used to play for square dancers, and if they were running over, you know, they'd run four, five, six couples in. I get tired, I get down and make her squeal like that, and then they quit.
With you, Mel. Hmm? This bunch is hung right.
Yeah, I like it. I like to play for people if they enjoy it. Really, I do. I enjoy playing when people enjoy it. If they don't enjoy it, I don't enjoy playing. I played for a bunch of kids, handicapped kids in a school. All they've got 50 or 75 of them. Whole school. Now I said, when I play waltzes, I want you to get the move like that, she said. And when I play fast ones, I pat your feet or your hands for you. Now I tell you, they got right with it. Wasn't a little bit there, getting in the mood. They like that. And I enjoyed playing for them because they was real like that. Well, could somebody think of an old tune or something that I've played that they'd like to hear?
Do you do a tune called Box the Fox?
Huh?
Did you ever do a tune called Box the Fox?
No. I don't know it by that name.
How about that Cold Frosty Morning?
I'll play Cold Frosty Morning for you. That little one, just don't bark for me right, does it? Yeah. I played up at a jamboree the other night. It just didn't talk for me, and I had to quit. Some guy asked me that up at Fort Townsend. I said, well, I can tell you just in a minute. I'm the same age of my tongue, but I'm a lot older than my teeth. I'm 77 past. That's right. Well, that ain't so funny, is it? Guy who drove from over in Oregon up there, Salisbury. Woody knows him. He comes up here. You know him? Salisbury comes up here and plays and sings. And he plays a mandolin or a guitar. Every year he comes up to our place about him and his wife. They live in Oregon. They come over to see him. One of my neighbor's boys lives in 60 miles there. He come over. I didn't know the guy. He come in. I had a big class in there playing for him, and we just going right after him. He come in, went in the back and sat down. We were playing there for a good bit. Quickly come up forward and he said, I'd like to know when you're going to shut down. And the fellow playing with me, Bob, somebody. You know,
Carlin, yeah.
Bob Carlin. He said, are you an officer or some kind? He said, no, but I just wanted to talk to Mel. And then I knew him. It was my neighbor's boy. He lived right by me. He is there. Cold frosty morning.
Thank you.
is helping them evaluate their site. This is Hillary Papke. Thanks for joining me this morning on Chautauqua.